Welcome to Power in the Word, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris. This is the beauty of grace, and what a wonderful day that it is, because there is power in the Word of God, and all of you know that. But we want to talk about the beauty of grace, and how do we get to a place that we operate in that spirit of peace and joy and calmness that everybody's looking for. So I want to talk to you today about overcoming the spirit of fear. Now, fear means a dread, an uneasiness, or anxiousness. Fear is more than a feeling, guys. It is a spirit. And so we got to understand that. Now, go with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6 in the Amplified. For those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by its unholy desires set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. Now, most people will preach that and teach that, you know, if you walk after the flesh, man, you can't walk after the flesh and be controlled by your flesh. You got to submit it. But we don't understand that all that starts, and he tells us here, if for that to happen, you got to set your mind on the things that gratify the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit are controlled by the desires of the Spirit, set their minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. Now, the mind of flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that compresses all the miseries arising from sin. But here and hereafter, but the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace, both now and forever. So if we want to have peace in our life, Isaiah 26 and 3 tells us, if we'll keep our mind on Him, we'll have perfect peace. Now, how many of you are walking through life today and you're walking in an absolute peace that passes all understanding? In other words, the Holy Spirit brings an anointing that empowers and gives you courage to step on. But the spirit of fear in your life brings with it an anointing, a negative, destructive anointing. Fear can actually paralyze you. Instead of giving you wisdom, fear causes you to make poor and bad decisions. But the spirit of fear brings about darkness. It brings about depression. It brings about all the things that's going on. Now, the principle that governs fear is frustration because sin and flesh is no longer our nature. So what we do and the way we respond is no longer our nature. Why? Because we're walking in the Spirit. We're not going to fulfill the desires of this world. We're going to fulfill the things of the Spirit. And as the things of the Spirit begin to flow into our life, we can walk into a place. You know, because the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and 1, therefore there is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And we see that the condemnation that the enemy wants to bring toward us is the condemnation that keeps us defeated, keeps us discouraged, keeps us downtrodden, keeps our minds on the dark things, keeps our minds on the focus. You know, we begin to feel things and experience things that seems absolutely real, but all fear is false evidence appearing real. Now, it's not really real, but it's appearing to be real. There are two basic spiritual laws in operation today: the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death. The law is an established principle that we can expect to function the same way every time. Now, under the law of life, you find love that keeps on giving and giving and giving and giving. But the law of death, you'll find total selfishness. And the most powerful force in the realm of the law of life is the force of faith. Now, everything that you and I see today was framed by faith. In other words, the universe itself is a product of faith-filled words. You can find that in Hebrews 11 and 3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which are visible. In other words, when Jesus was talking to the disciples, he asked them over and over and over, why are you fearful? Why is these things happening? Matthew chapter 8, 25 and 26 is a very powerful scripture. When his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're perishing. But he said to them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and not just there was a calm, there was a great calm, great calm consumed them, began to overtake them, began to penetrate their lives and overcome them. Those are the things that the enemy wants to do. You know, Jesus had been talking to the disciples just a few hours earlier, and he was telling them, I'm going to meet you guys on the other side. And we see the story here. You know, he was walking across the sea there in one story, and they saw him coming, and fear gripped them, and fear gripped Peter when he stepped out of the boat and was going to walk toward Jesus. But this is a total different incident. Here we see Jesus was tired. He was asleep in the boat, and the boat was rocking and waving, and the sea was tossed, and in the cries of their heart, the Bible said they woke him up and said, Lord, we're going to perish. And he said, guys, don't you understand that where's your faith? Why are you so fearful? Why has things grabbed you? Don't you know that you have the power and that I have the power, that what you're looking for is in the boat with you and you're going to be okay? See, we don't understand sometimes that he's in the boat. He's in your situation all the time that you're going through, and he's delivering you from that situation. If you could understand that the situation you're in right now in your life, what you're feeling in your body, what you're feeling in your mind, the things that you're dealing with are the things that are temporal. They're going to pass away. But the eternal things, which is his spirit, is going to go on forever. So he said, why are you guys so fearful, ye of little faith? I'm asking you today, what's shaking your world? What's consuming your mind? What's controlling every aspect of your life? The Bible says, be ye not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Remove and overcome that fear with your faith, and take your faith and change and put situations in line based upon the Word. That's the beauty of grace.